Australian Immigration Minister Amanda Vanstone said Thursday that the 42 asylum seekers from Indonesia's far eastern province of Papua have been granted temporary protection visas, allowing them to stay in Australia for 3 years. Vanstone says no decision has yet to be made on the 43rd member of the group. The 43 landed on a remote beach in northeastern Australia last year after spending 5 days at sea in a traditional outrigger canoe. They accuse the Indonesian military of committing genocide in Papua province and say it will be dangerous for them to return home. Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono had personally called Australian Prime Minister John Howard over the affair. He told Mr. Howard the group faced no danger and should be returned to Indonesia. Indonesian presidential spokesman Dino Jalil says the government is disappointed by Australia's decision to let the Papuans stay.
The Indonesian government is surprised and disappointed with the decision by the Australian Department of Immigration. We have told the Australian government that they are not being prosecuted. They are not on our list of criminals. They're not being sought by our authority. We feel that the granting of the temporary visas is lacking in legal merit.
Jakarta has been fighting a low-level insurgency in Papua for 3 decades and has effectively denied journalists, rights workers, and other independent monitors access to the region. Human rights groups and some foreign governments accuse the Indonesian military of committing grave abuses against the Papuan civilian population. Joe Collins, secretary of the Australian West Papuans Association in Sydney, says that despite Jakarta's assurances, the Papuans had cause for worry.
That they may have been sent back to West Papua, where, of course, they would not be received very well, no matter what Indonesia might say.
Indonesian lawmakers joined their government in condemning Canberra's decision on Thursday. Nancy Miller Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.